This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. The Shawnee National Forest and the SIU Museum are celebrating the 80th anniversary of the natural area. Over the next month, the public can view an exhibit of historic photographs from the 1930s and 40s. Mary McCorvey is an archaeologist at the Shawnee National Forest, and at the exhibit's opening reception, she pointed out Franklin Delano Roosevelt made it happen.
We're continuing our celebration of the 80th anniversary of the designation of the Shawnee National Forest as a Shawnee National Forest. It was designated September 6th, 1939. However, having said that, we began acquiring land as early as 1934. It just wasn't until 1939 that FDR waved his magic wand and called us a national forest. And we were the benefactor of a lot of that funding simply because we needed to get people off the land because it was not producing food anymore. It was eroding into the Mississippi and Ohio rivers. We needed to get them off the land, but offer them suitable opportunities for jobs.
McCorvey says during the early 1900s, the area's natural resources attracted people to settle the land that would eventually become the Shawnee National Forest.
They came from the southeastern part of the U.S., which is and they just brought their same technology with them when they came here. Everything's made, their houses are made out of wood, their tools are made out of wood, their furniture is made out of wood. They use wood for cooking and heat for their families. So that's where our, and then of course they cleared the land for farming.
And that clearing of the land caused major problems.
The erosion was so severe as a result of using inappropriate agricultural techniques. As you can see, the row crops are just devastating the landscapes. We have a very, obviously, you're familiar with Southern Illinois, it's very hilly and should not ever have had row crops on them.
Several photographs at the exhibit show examples of deeply eroded fields, water-carved dramatic gullies. Carbondale's Candy Davis was looking at these historic pictures and was amazed at the devastation.
And I hadn't realized how severely eroded the land was. Some of those pictures were truly shocking. It almost looked like desert landscapes.
And so as Mary McCorvey mentioned earlier, Franklin Roosevelt's administration got busy reclaiming the land. The administration funded the Civilian Conservation Corps, also known as the CCC, to keep the valuable topsoil from washing into the Mississippi and Ohio rivers. The CCC also had another benefit. Here is author Todd Carr.
And when the CCC camps came into play, you know, there was a lot of out of work World War II or World War I veterans. And a lot of the CCC camps put a lot of those veterans to work. That may have been the first time they'd had three square meals in a day in a long time.
The exhibit at the SIU Museum also has many photographs of a local newspaper man, L.O. Trigg. He organized many sightseeing tours of the forest. Again, Todd Carr.
There was a concerted effort by a group of individuals. There was actually a committee formed called the Illinois Ozarks Reforestation Group. And Mr. Trigg, that led these tours, he was a member of that committee. And Mr. Trigg had a slideshow at the time that he would give to different groups and have petitions signed and get resolutions from governing bodies. And they sent all of this to Washington, D.C. And they said in 1933, they sent a stack of petitions 2 feet high to Washington, D.C. to get the National Forest here.
The reception drew several dozen people, like avid hiker Sean Gossman. He says Shawnee National Forest is a living history.
That's really nice. I love that. Every now and then I walk by these bluffs and I'll see something that looks like a carving. And I just wonder, you know, and I try to sit there and imagine, especially when you get around the big trees that's been there forever. And it's like, if only that tree could talk and tell a story, you know, yeah. I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
It gives me a whole different feeling to be out in the forest than I get anywhere else, and it's addicting.
If somebody is not really an avid hiker, though, what can you say just to tell them to get out and explore the Shawnee Forest?
Yeah, just get out on the more well-known trails, definitely somewhere where there's a lot of people. That way, if you have any questions, and also during winter and fall month, or not winter, but summer and fall months, yeah. River to River Trail Society offers free group hikes. Anytime you can get with a group hike, you definitely want to find other people to hike with.
And just like the early settlers who crossed the Ohio to make a home in southern Illinois, people still cross the river to enjoy the forest. Like Brenda, who drove nearly 2 hours from West Paducah to look at the exhibit.
I understand you hike in the Shawnee just a little bit?
Just about every weekend that we don't have other plans and can get out there, because we just love the scenery and the bluffs and just everything there is, just all the wildlife and little critters and wildflowers. There's all kinds of things to see.
To learn more about the exhibit and the Shawnee National Forest, see our website. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.